Welcome to Skedline. I'm Gulzar Wander, and here is the latest in sports. Dana Bronze, the athletic therapist for the Humboldt Broncos, has died following last Friday's bus crash. Her family had hoped she would pull through, but she has succumbed to her wounds, bringing the death toll to 16. In support of Bronze and the victims, a GoFundMe campaign was launched, taking in donations from around the world. The fundraiser is past the $9 million mark, making it the fourth most popular GoFundMe campaign in history. In honor of the victims, flags at Parliament Hill will be lowered to half-mast until sunset on April 21st. In addition, thousands of Canadians pledged to wear a sports jersey today, following the Jerseys for Humboldt initiative on social media. The Pittsburgh Penguins donned a decal of the Broncos' logo on their helmet during their playoff game yesterday. Reporter KDN White has more on Toronto's reaction to Jersey Day, right here on Skedline.com. The first three games of the Stanley Cup playoffs were played yesterday. The Penguins completely dominated the Philadelphia Flyers with an overwhelming 7-0 score. Sidney Crosby scored a hat trick, hoping to make this the Penguins' third cup in a row. The Winnipeg Jets also beat the Minnesota Wild 3-2, and the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Los Angeles Kings, scoring the only goal of the game. This marks the first ever playoff win for both franchises. The remaining 10 teams will play their first game tonight, including the Maple Leafs. They will be in Boston, who Toronto beat 3 times out of 4 during the regular season. Despite being two of the oldest franchises in NHL history, they only ever faced off in the playoffs 14 other times. The last time the Leafs beat the Bruins was in 1959. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, suffered their first loss in the last of a 3-game series against the Baltimore Orioles, losing 5-3. Despite Justin Smoke getting the Jays an early lead thanks to a Kevin Pillar line drive, things fell apart at the bottom of the fourth when the Orioles took the lead with 3 scores. From then on, Toronto was stuck playing catch-up, but not before giving up 2 more runs in the 5th and 6th innings. Despite the disappointing loss, at least the Jays managed to keep their cool. The same cannot be said for 2 longtime rivals. A game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox saw a bench-clearing brawl in the 7th inning. The brawl broke out between New York's Tyler Austin and Boston's Joe Kelly. After a 98-mile-per-hour pitch hit Austin's side, the Yankee slammed his bat down and approached Kelly. After punches were thrown, both players were ejected. Tensions were already high when benches briefly cleared after Austin clipped Boston's Brock Holt during a 3rd-inning slide to 2nd. This wasn't the only brawl of the day. Nolan Arendo of the Colorado Rockies charged at San Diego Padres' Luis Perdomo after nearly being hit by a pitch. That incident saw 5 ejections from the game. To keep up with all of your baseball brawling news, keep it here on Skedline.com. This is Gulzar Wander. Thanks for listening.